Sarah Palin began a national bus tour on Sunday, making an appearance at the Rolling Thunder Motorbike Rally in Arlington, Virginia. It's triggering some fresh speculation that she is preparing to run for president.
And joining us now live from Washington, CBS News political correspondent Jan Crawford. Jan, Sarah Palin, is she just testing the waters or actually beginning a push for the Republican nomination next year?
All right, well, I'm going to tell you right now what she's doing.
No, okay.
No one knows. I mean, that is the big question. Obviously, Rolling Thunder is a major event every year, but it got so much attention, so much more attention yesterday because, of course, Sarah Palin was there with her family riding those bikes into Washington and ride along with the buzz about her presidential campaign. No one knows what she's doing. No one knows if she's laying the groundwork for a campaign with this national bus tour that she's starting or whether it's just a way that she can kind of keep her options open as she decides to run. In many ways, she's not running like a or acting like a traditional candidate, but the rules always aren't the same for Sarah Palin. She can kind of do whatever she wants at this point.
And I understand the organizers of this event were very strict in that they did not allow her to speak.
No, she did not speak. This is not a political event. They were quite emphatic about that. I mean, she rode in with all the other bikers and watched and listened to some of the other speakers like the other people did. So she was a part of it. She got most of the attention, but she didn't take the stage.
You know, it has been said many times that at this point, you know, as far as the Republicans go, it's anybody's game. But, you know, I keep thinking, can Sarah Palin really win the nomination? Really?
Well, you know, yes. She could. I mean, she can galvanize voters like no other candidate can. I mean, many conservatives, social conservatives, Tea Party voters love Sarah Palin. She would get enormous support in some of those key early states like Iowa and South Carolina. So a lot of people think she not only would be a serious contender, but could win this nomination if her campaign kind of unfolds the way, you know, she would hope. John McCain, her former running mate who picked her up in Alaska for his vice presidential nominee, said yesterday on Fox that he thought she could win, not only the nomination, but the White House.
And, you know, it'll be very interesting as well, depending on what happens if Michelle Bachmann decides to get in. She's very solid with the Tea Party as well.
Well, Michelle Bachmann, the Minnesota congresswoman, is a serious candidate, and she has, I think, signaled very clearly that she will be announcing her candidacy in June in Iowa, where she grew up. So she is already getting quite a substantial base of support from some social conservatives there and Tea Party activists who really love Bachmann, and she's quite promoted their causes, too. So they would split a lot of the votes if Palin gets in. Bachmann and Palin would kind of go at it for some of those social conservative votes and the Tea Party activist votes. But other candidates are also gunning for those votes, like Tim Pawlenty, the former Minnesota governor. He really wants to get support from those groups because he's trying to knock off the presumptive frontrunner Mitt Romney. So he really needs those votes, too.
Okay. Thank you very much. Again, that is CBS News political correspondent Jan Crawford joining us live from Washington.